Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Special edition here of Rowdy Mag Light Racing. We're live down on the beautiful beaches of Panama City. And, folks, we're lucky enough tonight to have Emily Cox come on and talk to us about her adventures. But we're going to bring Emily in and let her tell us what she does for a living. Hey, Emily.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, dear. How was your weekend up in Iowa?
Oh, it was a busy weekend, but it was a fun weekend. We finished 20th and 26th, I believe. So it was ended good. It was crazy and long, and but good.
Well, Emily, let's kind of start at the beginning. I got a lot of folks that's asked about you and want to know, where do you call hometown, Emily? Where's home?
Trussville, Alabama. Right outside
Birmingham. Trussville, Alabama. Yes, yes, ma'am. Emily, what got you into racing?
I kind of grew up in a family of that we went to the races and watched them and followed NASCAR and everything. So I kind of just grew up in it, going to Talladega. And one day I said, I want to go work in NASCAR. And my parents thought I was crazy. And I moved up here and now I'm working in NASCAR. So.
So, Emily, you started it. You had an opportunity to do ballet, isn't that correct?
I did, yes, sir. I danced classical ballet for 15 years.
So, do you think you have a little bit of an edge on some of these tire changers?
In some ways, yeah, because they're not as flexible as me, but. And they also, I'm also at a disadvantage because I'm smaller than most of them. So, but dancing does
but you
have,
know it.
It has some advantages.
Well, you know, when you watch them into a pit stop, it looks like a choreography, the way they run out to get in position. And you know, you've got to whip that hose back out of the way and you got to be moving to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your inspiration, and how did you decide you wanted to go over the wire?
Oh, I don't think there was one person really that I don't know. That's a tough one. I just saw a pit stop, I guess, really, and I was like, "That's awesome! I want to do that." And my dad said, "There's no way you can do that," but. I remember I went to the 50th running of the Daytona 500, and I came up to Mooresville and visited a bunch of the race shops within like 6 months of each other. I did both of those, and after that, I kind of just decided I wanted to do pit stops. So here I am.
Well, that's pretty awesome. You know, it's a great role model for. Like my 9-year-old granddaughter, we're here on vacation. She thought it was pretty cool that I'm going to say a girl. I'm sorry. I'm not being disrespectful. But for a girl to be doing pit stops, a lady to pit stop, and she wants me to try to find – I've actually have a tape of the race, and I'm going to go back when we get back home, and we're going to try to find it. But, you know, it's great for you. To be a role model for the younger girls because it is a male dominant sport.
Yes, sir, it is. I enjoy the younger ones who get to look up to me, and I even had one come up this past weekend who said she wanted to be a race engineer. And I said, well, come on, girl, you can do it. Just because, you know, people want to tell you you can't be in racing because you're a girl. It doesn't matter whether you're a girl or not. You can still be in racing no matter what you want to do in racing.
Well, you know, for everybody that thinks that the Alabama gang has done gone and left, you know, the Alabama gang, there's a new gang of Alabama folks.
That's definitely
know,
right.
That's out
there's
there.
A ton of us.
They sure are. And you know, I'd like to hopefully, you know, just keep on shining the light on the guys and girls that's in the sport from Alabama, which is absolutely awesome. Emily, I got a couple of callers here. I've got one caller here, Mark, and I'm talking about Mark is sure enough a race car fan. I think this weekend marked his 125th track that he'd been to.
Oh my gosh.
I was actually lucky enough. Yes, I was lucky enough to meet Mark in Nashville, and now he's a regular caller. And I want to bring him in, and let's see what he's question he's got for you. Would that be all right?
That's all right.
Hey, Mark, you're on with Emily Cox today. How are you doing, Mark?
Hi, Rowdy. Hi, Emily. Welcome from Chi-Town. We're doing pretty good up here. The weather's not too bad. It's not as warm as you guys, but, I was surprised to see who your guest was today, Rowdy, and I was really happy to see. We need some diversity in this show, and this young lady is definitely bringing it to us.
Well, you asked for a little diversity last week, and we're bringing it on this week.
Well, good for you, Rowdy. And Emily, I'm excited to be able to speak with you. And there's always a handful of female drivers out there, but you just don't hear about them in the pit area that much. And it's amazing that you're even going in that direction.
Yeah, there's probably three or four of us that are on pit road currently. So, and then there's a few engineers with Roush and Penske, I believe, have a couple of female engineers. But we're few and far between, that's for sure.
Well, I know there's a lady who, if I'm not mistaken, works for General Motors in the Chevy area. And she's been like the top engineer for the Cup teams for quite a while. I don't know if you're familiar with her or not.
I'm not sure. I most of the time stay out of the Cup garage.
Well, I know I just know from, you know, through the years of watching interviews and seeing, I believe she's from the South Florida area. She could be partly Cuban or Hispanic, but she is the top engineer for Chevy in the Cup garage. So I have a feeling someday you will run into her and meet her.
Yes, I'm sure.
Now, it sounds like you have to use your agility more than your strength, although you have to have some strength to be flipping those tires around like you do.
You need both, I guess, really, because by the time you do one pit stop and get ready for the next and catch your breath, it's time for the next one. So, yeah, you definitely need agility, but strength also to get the tire out of
Emily,
the way.
Yeah. Y'all actually pitted for two teams Saturday, isn't that correct?
I did, yes, sir. I pitted the 78 and the 15. So that was crazy because we would run the first caution, we pitted the 78. We did four tires on the 78, and then we ran back over to the 15 and did two tires on his. And then that next quick caution came out, and we had to run back to the 15 and give him left side tires. So that was quite a whirlwind of, like, happened in, like, what, 10 laps, I think. So that was a trial Saturday for sure.
Whoa. That's a whirlwind tour on that little set of stops.
I know.
Now,
hey,
Emily, excuse me?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
I was just curious if what the future holds for Emily. What do you think you're going to eventually head up and end up doing in this sport? You plan to stick around for a while?
I hope to stick around for a while. I know I'll definitely be in Indy this weekend. So that's about as far as I think ahead is to the next week. So I take it a week at a time and thankful that I am where I am. So, but hopefully I'll be around for a while.
Do you have any aspirations to move up the ladder to to further your career in motorsports and, say, besides changing tires?
I've been doing some, like, tire specialist work with the 78 team. So hopefully in the future I'll be able to do more of that also with tire changing and everything.
Very valuable commodity that you're trying to get yourself into, young lady. The best of luck. I think you'll do extremely well.
Thank you.
Emily, what do you think about the General Tire situation? Don't you think they've come on and been a big asset to ARCA this year?
Absolutely. I think so. I said at the beginning I think the tires are heavier, but all the guys said I was just crazy. But
well, that was a question I wanted to ask you, if you thought that tire was a little heavier than a Hoosier.
I said they were in Nashville, but all the guys say they're not, and that I'm just crazy. But I don't know. Maybe it's in my head that they're heavier.
Well, the weather was a little nicer as far as handling the tire in Nashville. It was a little cooler than it was, in, which they said Iowa wasn't that hot as it was a year before.
Yeah, Iowa wasn't too bad. But, yeah, Nashville was definitely – it was almost cold outside in Iowa. Like, I was glad to put on a fire suit. So
I couldn't get enough fire suits on in Nashville. I had so many clothes on, I looked like Blimpy.
I know. My brother and mom were actually there, and they had on, like, sweatshirts and toboggans and stuff. So I was like, well, if they have on sweatshirts, you know it's cold, so –
Well, us people from up north, we always look so heavy until summertime rolls along, and then we shed all those layers of clothing we have on to stay warm.
Oh, yeah.
Is that why you look thinner now, Mark?
I just wish I looked thinner, Rowdy.
Well, hold on now. I'm at the beach, and I'm definitely not thin.
Well, some of us age gracefully more than others, Rowdy, and you and I are doing okay.
Well, hey, we're blessed, Mark, both of us, and to be here with Emily tonight talking racing is just something I never, ever dreamed I'd be. And, I here again, we've got one of the new Alabama gang here from Trustful, Alabama. Actually, Emily, we don't live from Trustful, I'm about 70 miles. So I live just right on the other side of Jasper, Alabama. But, Emily, I can't believe that me and you hadn't met. I believe I've seen you a couple of times in the pits, but, I've had my thing going on, and you've been busy too. But I can't wait till that we can actually meet. And I believe Mark is actually going to the race this weekend, IPR, is that right, Mark?
I will be there Friday evening, and Emily, I'm going to look you up and say hello. How does that sound?
Okay.
I very much like to meet you. You sound like a great gal.
All right. Sounds good.
Great.
You'll
have a buddy of mine with, and we'll stop by. We won't keep you too long because we know you're a busy person. I definitely want to stop by. Who are you working for this weekend?
I'm not sure in ARCA. I know I'm doing the 78 and 15 for Xfinity this weekend, though.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I'm only going to be in IRP for the weekend. I will be off to other races on Saturday. So, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday evening and saying hello.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome, Rowdy.
Emily. Hey, I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for calling. Emily, you got your hands full.
I'll be online.
You're going to be
hanging on. Give me a shout in a little bit.
I will, sir. Emily, you're going to have your hands full with Friday night and then turn around and jump it back out for Saturday evening.
Oh, yeah, we did that in Kentucky. I pitted Kentucky on Friday night and then turned around and drove to Iowa and pitted Saturday night. So it won't be the first time.
Now, Emily, the group you work for, is that Excalibur? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
They just a group y'all just a group that subcontracts or contracts out to do the pit stops for teams? Is that how that works?
Yes, sir. Basically, the owner, we're subcontracted out through him. So we go then, like, learn how to do a pit stop, and then as you get better, they basically subcontract you out to different ARCA and Xfinity and truck teams.
Yeah. Well, you know, Emily, I got a little kind of a request here. I've got my neighbor, and I'd like for you, if you could go on and like his page, and it's Cooper's Race Cars. Cooper is my neighbor who is dealing with leukemia. And Cooper is 4 years old, and he loves racing as well as me and you probably put together. And all he wants is just, I try to post as many race cars on his page as I can, because that's all he has to do all day is look at his little page. And if you could go on and like that page for him, it's something that he really enjoys. And it's you know, as a neighbor, there's not a whole lot you can do except pray for him. But this is one little something that I can do, is try to get him involved in racing, or to get the people around involved. I've got several other people have now started posting on his page, but that's one of the things that I've tried to do for him, and he's really enjoyed it. But, Emily, I'm like you. You know, after I spend a weekend with the ARCA group and then Saturday with Xfinity, I can kind of just avoid pits on Sunday. It's just a little bit more hectic than I want to be in.
That's right. I'm glad to be at home on Sunday this week.
Now, Emily, do you live in North Carolina, or are you from Trussville? You used to try and stay for work based out of Trussville.
I actually live in Mooresville, North Carolina now.
Just about have to.
I moved about 3 years ago. So I've been living up here for almost 3 years. Now I got the whole family clan is still down in Alabama. So I go down often to see them. So
it's pretty special when it's Talladega weekend, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think I'm going to be off for this Talladega weekend. So maybe I'll get to get down there and enjoy actually seeing my friends and family.
Well, I can understand that when you're working behind the scenes, is you don't get to do a lot of socializing until after the after you load up that trailer, Xfinity car, and it's in the trailer. That's pretty much it. But that's usually a late night, isn't it, Emily? Makes for a late night.
Absolutely.
Emily, how long have you been doing this?
Almost 3 years.
Been working on it for 3 years now?
Yes, sir. Moved up here on a Thursday, and I started school on a Monday. And I've been doing it ever since.
Now, y'all, didn't you have there was a little article out last week about your trainer that trains y'all? It's pit stop.
I'm not sure. I know there was an article about him when he just a few weeks ago tore his calf muscle. So I knew there was something out about that. That was him when he tore it during the Xfinity race in Charlotte.
Now is he the trainer?
Yes, sir. He owns the Excalibur. Him and his father-in-law own it. And they coach us, and then along with.
I had seen something an article and didn't actually get time to read it, and I looked for it yesterday and the day before and couldn't come back up with it, but. Who is the driver of the 78 in Xfinity?
BJ McLeod.
That's right.
He owns it and drives
Crystal
it.
Back. That's the best part about it. He owns it and drives it. Yeah, I had Crystal Bates on about a month and a half ago. Crystal, you know, she crew chiefs for Wayne Hickson. And also had Denise Engel. Denise is a great lady to talk to. Pretty awesome to be the flag waver. And I made the mistake and told her.
I worked next to Crystal a few times last year when I was helping with the two car kind, and they kind of took me under their wing last year for a few races and let me just learn from them. And I was next to Crystal a few races last year, so.
Wayne Hickson and that bunch is a great bunch of people to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Always enjoy being around them. Emily, I got one more caller. Let me. I got Todd Bixby, and Todd's from upstate New York. He likes hanging out up at Watkins Glen when they race. Hey, Todd.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Todd. How we doing there?
I am doing good.
Well, you're on live with Emily Cox. She's the rear tire changer in Xfinity and the ARCA series.
Well, I do know BJ. I did get to meet him last year at Dover. So I volunteer for an Xfinity team when they need help. And I do believe this year I am going to Watkins Glen as a fan. So I'm going to get to see it from the other side.
That's always a change.
It is. And, you know, going and volunteering for a team, you know, you get to do a lot of neat stuff that you just normally wouldn't get to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and hearing your story, I mean, I love having females in the sport, and it kind of goes to show that women can do just about the same thing as a man. So I praise you for all your hard work.
Well, thank you.
Are you coming to the Glen this year?
I will. I should be there with BJ in a few weeks. So.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to backward stops, but...
Yes, it definitely is backwards there. There's no doubt. Matter of fact, where you're going to be going through the gate to go into the Xfinity area, that's where I hang out to try to catch the people that I know when I go as a fan. So I'm hoping I can catch you so I can actually meet you and be able to watch and see everything that you guys do.
All right, yeah, definitely stop and say hi. You always have to grab me when I'm at the track because I'm in a million different places, so people see me all the time. Even my friends will say, I saw you at the track and you didn't say anything to me. And I'm like, that's because I'm, you know, in a million places. But if you grab me and say, hey, you know, I'll definitely would love to meet you.
I will be wearing a Martinsville Coors Light polo hat, so I have a hat that just not everybody has, so when you see the hat, you'll know that it's me for sure.
All right.
What's the most exciting thing that you found out far in the 3 years that you've been doing this that you enjoy about doing this?
Oh, I don't know. Probably the most exciting and not exciting thing is jumping out in front of race cars. So, or having one pull out behind you and you have no control over the driver behind you, whether he's going to miss you or not, and he's just inches or, you know, feet or inches away from you. So that can be exciting and a little scary at the same time. But other than that, I mean, just the adrenaline of even when they're all coming down pit road, and it definitely gets your adrenaline going. So
Now, is this going to be your first time to Watkins Glen?
It will be.
Oh,
never been there.
Cool. So we have a newbie for this year. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Yes. It'll be my first live backward stops at a track also. So I've practiced them, but I've never done them at a track. So that'll definitely be different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a unique track. And it's very awesome. And hoping that this year is like last year, where we don't get any rain, so we have a good weekend.
Rain is a bad thing at a racetrack.
Well, yeah, but usually at the Glen, we do end up with some rain, and last year was the first time I remember in a while that we didn't have any rain, so actually it was a good weekend.
Hmm. Well, hopefully there will be no rain.
Yeah, I'm hoping too, because I like to stay dry also.
Yes.
Well, you know, we've had
so
a pretty dry winter.
Kentucky.
And our summer's been kind of dry this year. I mean, I've seen seasons where we've had a lot more rain than we have this year so far.
I had enough rain in Kentucky for the whole season, so.
Isn't that? Well,
I'm good.
It seems to always rain at the ARCA race in Kentucky. That's
yeah,
first thing I packed is a life raft.
It's rained every time I've been to Kentucky.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Kentucky get flooded?
Yes.
I'm not this year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know my stuff under the hauler was kind of flooded, but.
they had a rain, and I tell you those. Air vacs have really, really, really changed the way they dry a track. I mean, they've cut the time down in half.
Yes, absolutely. We turned around in Kentucky and it was dry. We were like, are we going to be able to go out for qualifying? And, they got it dry super quick in Kentucky. So we were even shocked.
Yeah, I'm down there for 4 days for that weekend. And, I like going on the outskirts of town and be able to overlook the whole entire valley area. And I know with your guys' schedule, you know, as busy as you are, if you ever get the chance to do any sightseeing while you're there, you really should, because you'll enjoy it.
All right. I'll have to remember that. There are very few times we get to go see stuff, but if we do, we'll remember that.
Well, I really appreciate you taking time and talking the question for me.
No problem. You're very welcome.
Thanks,
and,
Scott.
Thank you very much, Rowdy.
You're quite welcome. Emily, I got one more caller here.
Right.
Hey, caller, you're live with Emily Cox. Hey, caller, you're live with Emily here.
You still got
me
out there, Rowdy?
Yes, you're still there, Todd. I was trying to bring one in, and the call dropped. But, Todd, I appreciate you holding on for me, man. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, brother. Emily, for a young lady that wants to get more involved, kind of advice where they should start?
Ooh, well, if you're pitting-wise, I mean, I'm glad I started at the pit school that I started at. So, but don't be afraid to just come up here and jump on in. Definitely not. Pop-Tart, I don't know if you know who he is, but I met him at a spring race at Talladega. And told him, you know, I wanted to move to North Carolina and pursue a career in NASCAR. And he said, well, what in the world are you waiting on? And I said, that's a good question. What am I waiting on? So don't wait. Just I've had all these reasons to why I wouldn't move. You know, I didn't have a place to live. I didn't have this or that or, you know. And I just buckled down and figured it all out of, you know, places to live and whatnot. And, so don't keep putting it off. If it's, you know, if it's something you want, then go after it.
Well, you know, Emily, that's a big challenge. I mean, you're moving from Trustful, Alabama, to Mooresville, and fixing to start a new career. I could see the why you would have a little hesitation.
Hell yeah.
And plus the fact that you're facing an obstacle that not many women have faced before. And I admire you. I mean, you know, it's inspiration to all ladies that want to further their career in motorsports, that it can be done. And I'm so proud mm-hmm. of you. And I'm proud to say that you're one of the Alabama gang now. I mean, that's awesome. And I know your parents are proud of you. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, and your mom and dad are proud of you, and it's a great thing, especially in the world that we live in now. It's just great to have young people with a positive attitude and a positive way in life.
Yes, sir. I'm proud, definitely proud to be from Alabama.
Well, Emily, you know, always I know you kind of push for time like everybody else. You got a big week coming up. You want to tell everybody where they can find you on social media and how to stay in touch with you?
On Twitter and Instagram, my thing is at Emily LC Cox. So that's how you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. And I try to post on there, but sometimes I'm so crazy on the weekends, I post either before the weekend starts or after the weekend starts. Or after the weekend ends. So, but that's where
well, you know, Emma,
we
were talking earlier, you know, when you're at the track, you're pretty much focused. You've got to focus there. That's to get that car on the track to win a race. And, you know, it's hard to
mm-hmm.
find time to – there's not a whole lot of time to be talking and you know, you got to focus. And I, you know, that's one reason I kind of try to stay out of everybody's way till it's over with, because, I mean, I've been there. I know what it's like. I mean, you've got to get ready for the race.
It's a hurry-up-and-wait sport.
It is. Hurry-up-and-wait.
There's times of hurry, and then there you have, you know, 2 or 3 hours where you're like, well, what do we do now? So.
Well, you know, it's like when you're taking a car out, it's just you just row to the next spot, and then you wait, and then you row. So, really, that is probably the best time to be able to talk to anybody is during tech time.
Just walk through tech.
As long as everything's going smooth.
Yeah.
As long as everything's going smooth, it's just tough to get around and see everybody. Well, Emily, I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you coming on. It's a pleasure to talk to you and an inspiration. And like I said you earlier, my granddaughter, she wanted to come back in and listen to the show here later this afternoon. And it's like I tell her, there's nothing that you can't accomplish in life. She sets
That's
your
right.
mind to it.
That's definitely right.
Well, Emily, I appreciate you coming on, and you're always welcome to come back. If you got anything you'd like to, you know, to come back and talk about, all you got to do is just shoot me a little email, and we'll work something out. I've got a couple more shows. Maybe I can combine you and a couple more ladies. You know, Kathy Venerini would be a great story. You know,
she
proved to NASCAR that women, yeah, exactly, that
That's
women
right.
can pit stop a car.
Mm-hmm. I've been working for them most of the year for ARCA, hitting their 20 car. So I love Miss Kathy. She takes care of me on the ARCA race days, that's for sure.
They're good people. They're one of the reasons that I love ARCA. There's a lot of great people.
Yes.
One more thing, Emily, before we get gone, since you've been there 3 years, how do you think that the quality of racing has improved since the Elmore 396 has been introduced?
I think it has kind of. Most of the time I just hit the cars, but, I mean, I would definitely say ARCA racing it's better, I think. I mean, I mostly focus on pit stops during the race, but I definitely can say when I get to watch a race, I sure do enjoy watching them, that's for sure. So
that and having American Sports Network covering and Fox 1 and Fox 2, it's been great to have them on television.
Yes.
And for other folks to be able to see it. Yeah, it's really give folk that I know something to talk about. And has given them a chance to want to buy a ticket and go. I know Menards is, they're running that discount deal for the race this weekend, $15 for a seat. Emily, that's hard to beat.
That is hard to beat. That's a good deal.
So, you know, ARCA is providing a less expensive way to be able to go to an automobile race and with. Well, like last week, we only had two cautions in the whole race. That says a lot about ARCA, too, the quality. And I'm going to lay it all on those new General tires.
Absolutely.
All right, Emily, I appreciate you coming on tonight, dear.
All right. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Have a safe weekend. Thank you, dear. I've enjoyed having you on.
Right.
Looking forward
Thank
to seeing you.
You
this weekend. Thank you, dear.
All right. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, everybody. I'm going to bring Hey, Mark, you still there, my man?
Hey, Rowdy. I'm still here.
So, how'd your weekend go this weekend? What was you? Your weekend,
well,
you said you got rained out. Rained out a couple of races?
I got a couple rain outs early in the week on a Tuesday and a Wednesday night. Those unusual nights of racing that you guys down south aren't used to.
Man, I tell you, I'd love for them to be racing on Thursdays and Wednesdays and Tuesday nights. It's just unheard of.
And up here, it's just the norm, Rowdy. It's amazing how geographically different situations make, you know. It's kind of crazy. Maybe we should start promoting races down south in the midweek specials.
Well, I'm serious. It's pretty incredible that you're racing on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night.
Well, I'll be at a 200-lap super late model race at the world's fastest quarter-mile paved oval tomorrow evening.
The world's fastest quarter-mile.
The late super late model stock cars turn it in about 11.2 seconds a lap, and they race side by side. There are two definite grooves at this track.
And it's hard to beat them when you got two grooves, the racing when you got two grooves.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. When they can be side by side and comfortably racing, I think the best description of this racetrack, it's Slinger Super Speedway in Slinger, Wisconsin. And the late, great Dick Trickle said, it's like racing there is like flying jet airplanes inside a gymnasium. Yeah, 11, a little over 11 seconds a lap. They're moving. It should be a nice solid field. We're going to have Matt Kenseth and Eric Jones from NASCAR making a visit for the evening and racing in the show. So, yeah, that adds a little more excitement to the event.
Does it not? I'm telling you, there's Matt slap off the fresh wind, too. How about that?
Well, this is one of Matt's hometown tracks. It's probably about an hour from his hometown in Cambridge, Wisconsin. Saw him race there 25 years ago. So, yes, he makes his return about every year, and it's about the only short track race he does anymore.
Well, you know, I'm sure with Tony retiring, we're going to see a lot more of Tony on the short tracks. Because, you know, Mark, he really enjoys that, probably more than Sunday racing.
because of all the pomp.
Well, you know
ceremony.
He does, and it'll make it worthwhile for me to start going to maybe some more sprint car races, because I'll get a chance to see him race, and he'll be a much more approachable person at those races than he ever is at a cup race.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, he's not having to pay the bills on that cup race dime, and you know every second counts on Sunday when the meter's running, and you know, that's one of the reasons I just really don't like going down to the Cup Garage on Sundays because of that. And it's not their fault. I mean, it's the demand.
It's their success, and that's one of the negatives of their success, unfortunately, is their availability. It gets less and less because your time gets more and more taken up, and you have more commitments with that time. It's a shame, and again, like we've said over and over, that's why ARCA is so much more relaxing, refreshing, and fun to be around.
You're exactly right, Mark. I tell you, I fell in love with it when you go down there and you're actually getting to meet people and spend a little time with them, and they act like they want to be around you. And it's been probably four of the best years of racing, I believe. And I know you've been to a lot of tracks. I've been to a lot of races, but until I finally discovered ARCA, the true ARCA, I was lost. And honestly, great group of people. And you know that, Mark. You've been five races this year? Have you been to five or four ARCA races?
Let's see. Nashville, Winchester, Madison. I'll be at IRP. I'll be at Berlin and Michigan in a couple of weeks. No, there's a reason I go see ARCA racing. I like stock cars, and ARCA is stock cars. So, there's nothing more exciting than a full-fendered automobile banging against each other on a short track, or a super speedway for that matter.
Well, you know, Mark, the racing has gotten a whole lot of better. The quality of kids racing today is, and they're not all kids. I mean, just the quality of... The Elmore engine has really, really
pulled some quality drivers and teams and guys who maybe don't do it full-time but do it on a part-time basis, be either the super speedway events or the short track events. Racing isn't what you call an affordable sport, but ARCA's done its best to make it as affordable as possible. And that engine program, the tire program, the body program, it's that whole package. And like we said before, they've worked at it for a long time, and they're starting to see the benefits of it.
It's paying off, Mark. It really is. I mean, I hate to beat the drum. I wasn't for change, but the change has really, really worked out to the best for ARCA. You know, it really has.
It's like anything else. None of us like changes. We like to be in our little comfort zone, and ARCA definitely took themselves out of the comfort zone when Mr. Dragon was on a couple weeks ago and we talked with him and the all the wonderful information he supplied us that evening. That was a big risk but they worked at it, they did it right, and it's paying dividends for them.
Well, you know, Mark, Emily's just another great guest that we've had on the show. You know, and there again, it's one of the Alabama gang, and it means a lot to me. I'm just glad that we've got a lady several ladies. There's several ladies in ARCA that really have forged forward and are great role models for young ladies that want to be in the sport.
Kathy and Wendy Venturini, like we mentioned earlier, the Prater, it doesn't matter what team it is. There are a lot of women involved, more so than maybe we realize. And you know what? An all-woman, an all-gal show sometime would probably be really neat to do, Rowdy.
Well, I've got that in the works, Mark. I really do.
Doesn't surprise me at all, Rowdy. Your guests every week are it doesn't matter if it's Emily or if it's Mr. Dragan or it's another driver, whatever. We get to see a nice rounded version of ARCA, and that's because of you.
Well, I'm just fortunate enough to be able to be here, Mark, and I appreciate you and Todd are, and a couple more always faithful callers, and y'all are what helps bring this show together, you know. And the guests have
been
phenomenal.
I don't know what I do
on really.
Rowdy on Monday nights any longer. You've got me hooked, my friend.
Well, it's like one of my friends, Tommy Prater, asked me. He does a show in Mobile, Alabama, and he looked at me and says, Rowdy, do you know how long I've been doing my show? And I said, no, Sir Tommy, I sure don't. He goes, get ready, 19 years. And I'm like, holy smokes. So.
Wow. And a race team on top of it.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to pay the bill some way.
And he's driving that, they drive that transport. You know, they're going to be headed from Mobile up to IPR this weekend for a race. And
I
got to get there.
Well, the Praters, they're one of my first stops. Whenever I've seen them at the races, they've been so gracious and nice and just fabulous, fabulous people to talk with. And, I always enjoy talking with them. I'm looking forward to it on Friday evening as well.
Well, they are the prime example of everybody else in ARCA. You know, they has been a bad apple, but the bad apple finally rotted and fell away from the tree, and it's in full bloom, and we're lucky to have what we got, Mark. I just can't get to all the races or more than I'd get to. You know, I was sitting here a while ago trying to figure out which one I can get to next, but, you know, I'm definitely, unless something comes up out of the ordinary, it's going to be a dirt track for sure. Kentucky's on my list. So,
well, we've emailed on that one, Rowdy, so let me know. Keep me in the loop on that one, buddy, because if you're there, I'll meet you.
Well, that's my plan, my friend, so I appreciate you and Todd
calling
in.
Well, that's great. I don't have to go Salem to see you then.
I'm going to bring Todd in here. Todd, we're getting ready to close down the show. Our next guest is going to be Apache Groundfog, which is he does my local weather every weekend live from Panama City. And I was lucky enough to be able to go over this morning and have a cup of coffee with him. And Todd, you got anything in closing for tonight?
I just want to say thank you, Rowdy. You're an amazing guy. Just want to tell Mark, enjoy himself, and I hope you're enjoying yourself, and looking forward to next week.
Thank you, Todd. It won't take long. It'll be here. I'm on vacation, so you know how vacation rolls. It rolls fast. So, yeah.
Too fast. They always end. That's the problem.
Well, I guess in some ways that's good.
It is. You get bored.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. You do. You know, I know people's been down here for years and like, well, did you go to the beach? I ain't been to the beach in about 4 years. I'm like, what?
that's kind of amazing. You just stay within your short little area of where you live, and you never venture out. That's a shame.
Well, just so
go ahead, Todd.
Just so you two know, this weekend I had moved near Buffalo, New York, and my two little nephews are big into racing. So next year for Pocono, I would love to take them to Pocono to see an ARCA race.
Wow, what a great, ambitious plan. Good luck with that, Todd. If there's anything I can help you with, let me know.
Almost definite. And these guys, this is how I had met the family, was at Watkins Glen last year, and I gave each little boy a signed collector card. And now we are like family.
How wonderful. Good for you, Todd.
That's why we get new fans. You got to start them young, folks. You know, I say it all the time. T- Take somebody to the race with you that's never been.
I try all the time. It's hard to get somebody to go to one that's never been to one before because they just have that preconceived notion of what it's about, and it's not that at all.
You're exactly right, Mark. You're exactly right. I mean, it's not. Once they go, they're like, man, why hadn't I been here any sooner? I said, because you thought it was more than – you thought it was something else. I mean, you know, the racing is great, but – yeah.
The whole atmosphere, the racing, the pit stops, the people, the food, the – just everything, all roll, the smells. It's just everything together, and you can get them hooked real quick.
Well, you know, Mark, you've been there, if you forgot something, your neighbor pretty much got it and going to let you borrow it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it, Rowdy. Somebody's got something you need, and they're going to cover you. No problem.
Well, guys, I appreciate you calling in tonight, and I appreciate Emily stopping and taking your calls, and this show number 25.
Looking forward to seeing Emily. I'll probably have to check the Venturini site since she said that's who she was working for the most part, but as far as Excalibur, the group she works for, I'm familiar with them. They supply pit crews for a lot of the big short track races through the years. When they have to use live pit stops. So, yeah, they're a very familiar group to me.
Real professional. Every time I've seen them, they're real professional.
Very much so, and they treat it as if they were at a cup race, even though they're not.
Well, Mark, appreciate you calling in tonight, sir. Have a great weekend there.
Want to try, Rowdy? Enjoy the rest of your week. Don't get too sunburned and don't get too wet. It looks like staying dry with you guys isn't an easy thing.
It's not going to be. We played on the beach probably three quarters of the day, and then it come a big storm, and now it's done cleared off, so. Life is good.
Well, that's
back
just
on the
typical
beach again.
That time of year down there. The storms come in, they're gone. And it's like, okay, let's get back to normal.
You're exactly right, Mark. Mark, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rowdy. Looking forward to next week as always. I hate signing off, but yeah, there's always that time. So I'll talk with you soon. Have a great time on the Gulf Coast, and I'll email you in a little bit.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Rowdy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Todd, I appreciate it again, my brother.
Oh, thank you, Rowdy.
Looking forward to next weekend.
Most definite.
I'm going to bring old Apache Groundfog in here and let him do the weather for us from Panama City. Even though I can see it right out here, I'm going to let him explain it to everybody out there. Todd, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you, bud. No problem.
I'm looking forward to getting to the Glen someday.
Well, when you do, you know you'll be treated well and you'll be fed well.
Anytime I go out of town, I'm always treated well and fed well. That's why I look like I look. Thanks, Mark. I'm Todd. Thank you, Todd.
Hey,
I'll tell you right now. Rowdy Maglite looks like a pair of shoes that have been left outside for over 2 weeks, and it was soaking wet. But other than that, the weather down here is gorgeous. It's going to be gorgeous. We're going to have a little sunshine. Had a little bit of rain every day, but who gives a flip? We're going to have some gorgeous weather. Please, come on down. And I want to tell Todd one thing. Todd, do you know what a hair-lipped dog says? Hair Lip Dog says, Mark, 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 Mark. That's what he does. But we enjoy listening to you guys all the time. Y'all are really good characters, and you're really having a good taste. But come down here. It's going to be nice and warm all weekend long. We're going to have some days with some thunderstorms, and we're going to have some days with all kinds of sunshine. Please, like I told Rowdy this morning, please put on plenty of sunscreen, because this sun will burn you up. It's really, really good to keep this on your little grandchildren. And he's got plenty of little grandchildren.
Hey, now, Patsy, we had coffee this morning, and not one time did you mention you better get inside because it's going to come an afternoon shower.
Oh, well, that's because I figured you'd do that. You didn't see the skies above you?
Hey, I see it coming. We grabbed
that rolled out.
That's exactly right.
I've got kitty cats here. And the kitty cats know when it's going to rain, and they know when it's going to be nasty. So, but the kitty cats know. And by the way, if anybody is interested in adopting a kitty cat, let me know. I've got about 6 of them I'd like to have new homes for. Anyway, I'm going to tell you, it's beautiful down here at the beach. The sun is out. Rowdy can attest to this because he's here.
Beautiful sunset yesterday afternoon.
Oh, man, and tonight is going to be just even more beautiful. We've got just a few little overhanging clouds. And just come on down. Keep Florida green. Bring money. We'd appreciate it. And remember, if you don't like the weather where you're living, move. And my place is for sale.
Appreciate you calling in tonight, Patsy.
Hey, I'm always intrigued to talk with you. And
all
let
right,
me just close by saying one thing. What does a hair lip dog say? A hair lip dog says, Mark, 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 Mark. Thank you, Mark,
Thank you.
For calling. We enjoy listening to you.
All right, Patsy. Thank you, brother.
I'm out of here.
Good night.
Good night, sir.
All right. That's the way we're going to end tonight's show. I want to first say thanks to Emily for stopping by and talking about her experiences pitting for the 78 and the 15 car and being part of tonight's show, and wish her a lot of luck for this weekend. And that's going to be a pretty big weekend with the Friday night ARCA race and then running over to Indy and being part of the pomp and ceremony of the great Indianapolis Speedway there and pitting for the Xfinity team. But, hey, you know it's Monday night, 6 o'clock, it's Rowdy. Till next Monday night, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here. See you, everybody. Till next week. Have a great weekend.